Hello and welcome to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with relevant news, recent developments, and must-have information about what's happening inside the Mat-Su School District, moderated by Mike Malevsky.
It's my great pleasure to welcome into the studio three members of a very interesting organization from Wasilla Middle School, and I'm going to let them tell you all about it because they know far more than I do. Who's going to be starting here? First of all, tell us your name and what organization you're active with.
I'm Kira.
Kira.
And I'm in Law Crew.
Law Crew. And what does Law stand for?
Leaders at Wasilla.
Okay, but L-A-W. There we go. Okay, Kira. And who is the other second person here?
Jasmine,
okay. And?
I'm Kendall.
Kendall, okay. So this is an organization that I have not heard a lot about. I've heard a little bit about. So tell us what you do.
We kind of help out, like, the sixth graders, help them where they're going, help them to the classes, help them with their lockers.
Okay, and you are all in the eighth grade?
Yeah.
Okay. And is this your first year being involved this way?
Yeah, we were doing it for a quarter last year, and then we're doing it the first quarter.
Okay. How many students are involved in the law?
38.
38. Okay. So in your day, typically, you go to school. Many people go to school. What's different about what you do when you're active this way, helping sixth graders or doing other things? What do you do?
Well, sometimes we get called down to, like, the counselor's office to show around new students. We help them get to their classes. A lot of the time, in the afternoons, we go and we teach the sixth graders lessons.
Oh, okay. And what kind of lessons would you be teaching?
Positive action. Like, we got this thing and we go in and we read to them and help them with making new friends and different things like that.
Okay.
And sometimes it's an activity to make them feel better about themselves.
Ah, okay. All right. So how much of your day do you spend doing that? I mean, you're busy also going to school yourselves, right?
Yeah. We spend, like, about 45 minutes with them on, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Okay. Okay. And I'm thinking, what is the process for becoming a member of this crew? I mean, you had to volunteer. Okay.
During third quarter, teachers give Ms. Wheeler and Ms. Minch student recommendations of who they think would be good for the locker room.
Okay. Okay. And then they choose. Do you have to do an interview or anything of that sort?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, here we go. We're going to have someone talk a little bit about it from the administrative angle of things. Go ahead.
I'm Dondi Wheeler, and so we basically invited 60 students, to be members of the law crew. We meet with them, and okay. We tell them what the expectations are. They give up their entire seventh period of third quarter to learn activities and games and ways to get to know each other to help them work with the sixth graders. And then they also give up their first quarter, seventh period, to work with the sixth graders. So not all kids can do it. They're busy with sports.
Sure,
they're busy with other things. So they have the option of joining or not joining. So we meet with them a couple times and just say, these are the expectations if you're interested.
So since we have you at the microphone, a little bit of the history, because you've been around there perhaps longer than they. They're passing through. They're going to move on from eighth grade and go on. But genesis of this whole idea.
So this is the first year we've done Law Crew at Wasilla Middle School.
Okay.
I was involved in the web program, Where Everybody Belongs, at Houston Middle School, and went to some training in Chicago for that. we kind of morphed the web program to fit what we need at Wesela Middle School. So our kids have a lot of involvement with the sixth graders, help them a lot with the new positive action curriculum with self-concept and making friends and how we think about ourselves and how we think about others. And it kind of has morphed into this really great experience, and they have friends that are sixth graders now, and sixth graders come to them in the hall, and sixth graders will even come to me and say, I need one of those kids with those colored shirts because I have a question.
Well, I noticed that the three of you are wearing colored shirts. So when you're active doing what you do, you wear these shirts?
Yeah.
Okay, that identifies you. Well, that's kind of an interesting thing. If think back to the time, not so long ago, when the three of you were in the sixth grade, and there wasn't a crew of this sort. Can you remember back to as far back as the sixth grade?
Yeah. Me as a sixth grader, I was really lost and didn't have really any friends. So I really like law because then we get to help those kids who feel like that. So then they have friends and we can help them make other friends besides just us law students.
Very good. Well, sometimes in schools, people are in a grade and you're in the sixth grade. That's the only group of people. And then you're seventh or eighth, what, et cetera. But this sounds like a great way to be reminding that there's more than just the eighth grade and the people that you know that are sitting there. So you've been doing this for a fairly short time.
Yeah.
And it still feels okay?
Yeah.
When do you look forward to those periods when you're doing this work?
Yeah, I really do. It boosts a lot of our confidence because we have to read to them, and it feels really good.
Okay. So. Oh, well, that sounds very good. What about your parents? What do they think about you doing this stuff? Do you ever have conversations with them?
Yeah, my mom thinks it's really great that I'm doing something like this to help somebody else.
Okay. Well, you're in the eighth grade. I know it's early. It's only October. But quickly, winter will come and go, and then you move on to high school. I'm curious, is there anything of this sort that also exists in high schools?
No, there is not.
Well, there we go. Opportunity is before you. You know, you come out of a program like this, and it'd be interesting to have those conversations. You can have those conversations. The teachers you work with at the middle school can have those conversations with high schools and say, you know, maybe there's a version of this we'd like to keep on going. Because you're going to be going from being eighth grade, a top grade in middle school, to the ninth grade, which is the first grade in high school. And something like this would have some possibilities. Are you aware of any other places around the state that have similar programs, or are you just really unique?
I don't think so.
Well, there's an opportunity, again, to probably, I'm just throwing out these ideas here, to think about going and visiting other middle schools and talking about what you've been doing. You don't have to say you have to do this because we have found it so good, but you might be able to say, you know, I want to share something with you. Maybe it's something that would work at other middle schools. Yeah, very good. Who chose the color of the shirt?
We did. We sat in a circle with all of the students, and we voted on colors. And the last two colors were pink and orange, so that's what we decided.
Oh, very good. And...
Oh, and we chose the name of
what
it was.
And you chose the name, too. So this isn't something that it sounds like people have told you have to do. This saying, like, you've got to do this. But that it's pretty much not only something you volunteer to do, but also that you get a chance to shape. You make it with the colors and everything. Okay. Have we missed anything in talking about this? Is there anything else that we should share with people? Because people are going to be listening to this, and I'm going to guess there are people that are going to say, wow, that's a great thing.
So I think the added benefit, the whole idea was to get these eighth graders to help sixth graders feel more welcome at our school, But we didn't realize at the time that the eighth graders were really getting a huge boost in confidence, a huge boost in self-esteem. They're more comfortable talking in front of a group. They're becoming really great problem solvers. We've had situations where they've planned a presentation. On Mondays and Wednesdays, we plan our presentations for the sixth graders for Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then things don't always go the way they're supposed to. But they've been able to quickly figure out and adapt and really take control. And so we've learned as educators, if we just kind of let them go, they will rise to the challenge every time.
Pretty amazing, isn't that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask the question and of each of you. I know it's early in your careers, but you're still working toward maybe looking to the future. I'm guessing you'll go to high school and then think about what after high school. So do you have some ideas of what you'd like to do once you pass through high school?
Yeah, I want to be a therapist or a counselor.
Oh, well, this is great experience for that. I do that. Well, thank you.
I'm not exactly sure what I want to do with my life after school.
Okay.
So. Well, still thinking about it.
Well, that's good. It's good to think about it. And this is the kind of experience that can make that work. Okay, number three.
I'm not completely sure what I want to do after school either.
Well, that's good. That's a good place to be because you get to check stuff out. I could ask your teacher, when she was in the eighth grade, what did you want to be?
When I was in the eighth grade, I just wanted to be done with eighth grade, I think.
There we go.
I actually was going to be a physical therapist. That was my original plan.
Okay. And then as time went on, you gained more experience and thoughts about things. You decided and became a teacher.
Yep. And I realized this is the place to be.
Okay. Especially with people like this.
Yeah.
So what are you going to, you're going today, for example, as we're finishing up this program, you're going to go back to the middle school, and what we'd be doing at the school today with the crew. You have a period at the end of the day, is that right? Okay, so you go back and...
We'll plan the lesson for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Very good. All right. Well, it's been my pleasure to have you come in this morning. I hope you enjoyed being here and talking about it. I learned a lot in any case. So let's go around and see if there's any last thing you want to say that we have missed somehow in the part of the checkout. Go ahead.
Well, I think another thing the locker room benefits to the school is that teachers have a harder time remembering how it was in sixth grade because it was so long ago. I mean, for some teachers, it wasn't long ago, but it's still harder to remember. But with us, we were in sixth grade 2 years ago. It's easier for us to remember and what it felt like.
Wow. Oh, my. And you can perhaps share. Yeah. That's very good. That's very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Any last comment here? The things that we may not have touched upon that's important or just... whatever.
I don't know. I just think law is a great thing for our middle school.
Okay.
Because I don't want everybody else to feel the way I did when I was in sixth grade. So you can be in their shoes and know how they're feeling. So you can relate to their problems and you can help them out more.
All right. Well, thank you.
I don't have anything to add.
You've spoken your words. Okay. Well, I want to thank all three of you for coming in and bringing the lady who's part of this here. And is there anything else?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Our pleasure. Well, done with another edition of Inside the City. Mike Malevsky here. We've welcomed a group from the law crew at the middle school at Wasilla. And I'm going to take you out with a little bit of music here after we finish the Inside the School District outro. Have a good day.
listening to Inside the School District, a weekly discussion providing you with information about what's happening in the Mat-Su schools. Moderated by Mike Malevsky. This program is a production of Radio Free Palmer, recorded at our studios in Palmer, Alaska. The views and opinions of moderators and guests do not necessarily represent those of Radio Free Palmer, the station, or its underwriters. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.